welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We haven't done a chest pain poem in a long time. We're going to look today at coronary syndrome, specifically looking at markers and diagnosis around that. But by way of background, there's not an emergency room shift that goes by where any doctor doesn't see multiple patients coming in with chest pain. Currently, about 6 million annual visits to EDs, making it the second most common ED complaint. One of the most common causes for chest pain is clearly the acute coronary syndrome, and this accounts for about 15% of all cases of chest pain in the ED. Clearly, one of the things that doctors are looking for is an easy way to make the diagnosis. Doctors are encouraged to put patients into low, medium, and high-risk pools based on their physical attributes as well as their history and past medical history, etc. Those who have a very low risk are encouraged to use biomarkers to quickly rule them out. Mark's picked a poem this week from JACC, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. It asks an important question, which is, can initially undetectable high-sensitivity troponin effectively rule out an acute myocardial infarction? Mark, what did the authors find?
Yeah, this is something I've been interested in for a while, and I actually did a meta-analysis, 8 or 10 years ago on troponins, and one of the things we learned from that was that troponin is a great test, but it takes a while for that troponin to build up into detectable levels in the bloodstream. Once you're 6 hours out from the onset of chest pain, if the troponin is negative at that point, it's really, really good at ruling out acute coronary syndrome or acute MI. So the problem is you got to wait 6 hours, 8 hours for that to happen. A lot of folks come in within an hour, half an hour, 2 hours of their chest pain. So they've developed some new really sensitive assays that can detect lower levels of troponin, and this is an evaluation. So they had 700 folks coming to a British ER who had possibly cardiac chest pain. They didn't have, you know, a stake, you know, stuck in their chest or, you know, some other obvious reason for chest pain. And they took blood when the folks hit the ER. The average time to presentation was about 3 hours. And so they took blood at this three-hour point. They analyzed it for troponin. Now, they sent it off to the lab. They didn't use this blood test in making their management decisions and in the final diagnosis. And that's a good thing, because when you're studying a diagnostic test, you don't want the test itself to be part of the gold standard. That would make the test look better than it is. So they used other things, CKMBs and EKGs and, you know, other biomarkers, myoglobin, things like that, to make the diagnosis. So they compared this final diagnosis. 18.5% of the patients had an acute MI. They compared the final diagnosis by two trained ER physicians with the troponin. And what they found was, if that highly sensitive troponin T was less than 3 nanograms per liter at the time they hit the ER, remember, this is about 3 hours after the onset of their pain on average, it was 100% sensitive. It found every single person who was having an acute MI. So less than 3, they weren't having an acute MI. In the second part of the study, they then introduced this new highly sensitive test into the ER practice. They followed 915 people who came in. They got their highly sensitive troponin right when they hit the ER door, and then they watched them for 12 hours and they measured it again, and they found that they only missed one case of acute MI out of that group, and that was someone who showed up at 1 hour after their symptom onset. So I think the bottom line is that these highly sensitive troponin tests help move up the assessment window, so we can begin, if it's negative at 2 to 3 hours, certainly at 3 hours, we can be very confident that they're not having an acute MI. If they show up at 1 hour, I think we probably still need to keep them around for a couple hours and, you know, see what they're doing. But a negative troponin, a highly sensitive troponin at 3 hours, is really helpful for ruling out MI. And, I think about this in the context of primary care practice. You know, we don't have access to this test You know, for example, where I see patients is a rural clinic that's about 15 miles, 10 to 15 miles from Athens from the hospital. So it would be great if a patient comes in with chest pain to be able to say, you know, I'm going to, you know, stop. I'm going to get this blood test, and we could know within 10 minutes, say. That would be really helpful information. But, you know, I think that's probably a little ways off yet.
Right. Although these tests are inexpensive, and at least in a hospital setting, you can usually get them back pretty quickly, usually in less than an hour. So that makes, I mean, that's an enormous cost saver, right? These patients who typically had sat in the hospital for 8 or 10 hours, they're often whole rooms that were rule-out MI rooms, and now at least those, you know, where there aren't other worrying factors, you can do the blood test, and if it's negative, you can send them on home.
Yeah, and I think you have to also think in the context of the healthcare system, too. In Britain, you know, 18% is a fairly high rule-in percentage. And, you know, I'd look for input from our ER colleagues on that, but I believe it's 10% or less in most hospitals, and even lower, particularly in suburban ERs. You know, it's not uncommon to have a 6 or 8% rule-in of people coming in with chest pain who end up having an acute MI. So, you know, in that setting, it's going to be even better at ruling out because you have a lower initial probability of MI. And, you know, it's not only ruling out and send them home, but, you know, it helps you focus on, okay, they're not having an MI, maybe they're having a PE, maybe there's something else going on, and it helps you focus on the correct diagnosis, hopefully.
Exactly. Very interesting. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you next week.
All right. Talk to you then.
Thanks.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.